Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Evanston. These words are an excerpt from our Lessons and Carols service. If you'd like more information about First Presbyterian Church of Evanston, please visit firstpresevanston.org.
Well, good morning. The Lord be with you. We want to welcome you to First Prayers, welcome you to our Advent series, and we want to especially welcome you to our Lessons and Carols service. And I'm grateful for all the hard work that's gone into this service, and you should have received a bulletin as you came in with announcements. There is not a tear-off, but there is a little slip here that if there are things you are interested in, you can check any of these boxes, including the box regarding prayer. I do want you to know that this entire service is focused around our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And so we invite you to be fully here in mind, in body, in spirit. Sing lustfully, fully the songs. Follow those scriptures. Pray them and allow God to speak to your heart this morning. We welcome you to First Prayers. I want to remind you again that at the close of our worship service, if you look on the back of the bulletin, you'll notice that we will have classes for our children and our youth and our adults. And we encourage you to, especially the adults, to attend the all-church adult education Advent class with our friend Dick Ryan, who will be speaking today. And then the last thing I want to remind you about is that our last prayer service for the year will be coming up this Wednesday, and we encourage you to participate in that also. Listen to the scripture that's presented for us in our bulletin from Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 4. The nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Let us worship our God. Would you join me with one voice as we share in this call to worship? God has promised us a new creation. Jesus says, I am coming soon.
A reading from Genesis 1, 2, and 3. The word of our God has remained steadfast from the beginning of time and will forevermore. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground, but a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God say, you shall not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? And the man said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate. And then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent tricked me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. This is the word of the Lord.
Prepare the way, O Zion, your Christ is drawing near. Let every hill and valley a level way appear. Greet one who comes in glory, foretold in sacred story. O blessed is Christ that came in God's most holy name. Christ brings God's rule, O Zion. He comes from heaven above. His rule is peace and freedom, and justice, truth, and love. Lift high your praise resounding, for grace and joy abounding. Oh, blessed is Christ that came in God's most holy name. Fling wide your gates, O Zion, your Savior rules, embrace, and tidings of salvation proclaim in every place. All lands will bow rejoicing, their adoration voicing. Oh, blessed is Christ that came in God's most holy name. Oh, blessed is Christ that came in God's most holy name.
A reading from Isaiah 35, verses 1 through 4. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you.
We light the first Advent candle of hope, remembering Christ's incarnation and trusting in his promise to continually renew all things. We light the second Advent candle of love, remembering the love of our Lord, who has promised to never leave us or forsake us. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. The word of our God remains steadfast amidst our present joys and sorrows, and forevermore. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said,
"Oh, from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. The word of our God remains steadfast at the end of our lives and forever. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
Depart.
And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, to Mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
A reading from Isaiah 35, verses 5 through 10. The word of our God remains steadfast. On December 9th, 2018, in the 150th year of the First Presbyterian Church of Evanston, Illinois, throughout all our lives, and through all of history, and forevermore. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunts of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes.
A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. There shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Friends, we are so grateful that you would come and worship with us on this second Sunday of Advent. And it occurred to me as I was sitting there and pondering the scriptures and listening to the hymns that we really heard the grand story of the Bible. Sometimes we miss that, but we heard the grand story of scripture this morning, from creation to human rebellion to God's covenant promises, all the way through to the end of the book where God promises new heaven and new earth. This morning we have folks available to pray. Ron and Eleanor are here to pray with anyone. And I'm thinking especially of those of you, you've never really heard the gospel presented in this way, and you would like to receive Christ this morning. Or maybe you would like to recommit your life to Christ on this second Sunday of Advent. I'd love to encourage you to come and to speak with Ron and Eleanor and have them point you once more to Christ. And then after this benediction is given, we invite you to join us on the second floor for some refreshments, and also then to hear Dick Ryan talk about the creative arts, faith and the creative arts, just to come and to expand your understanding of how your faith can be visualized and understood. If you're trying to get to the second floor, we invite you to take either the elevator or to take the steps up to the second floor, but we do want you to join us there and to be welcomed and to greet others. If you're here for the first time, you have questions about our church, we do have someone standing at the back in the narthex by our welcome desk just to answer any questions you might have. But friends, would you receive the benediction? Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government there shall be no end. My brothers and sisters, we leave here today knowing that we've received the greatest gift from God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.